The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, everyone. This is Angelina Love.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
This is WWE superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rack, and you're listening to the greatest rack.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I knew you'd come.
Cause now I'm back.
Welcome to the Rack Extra Total Divas, episode 4, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We're back after a lengthy break here on Total Divas, and well, it looks like it's going to be an interesting episode. I hope everybody had a great holiday here for if you're in the United States, and if you're everywhere else, well, I hope you had a great couple weeks, because it's been a minute.
Yeah, we missed 1 week.
No.
Been a while.
It's been a minute. I mean, that's a minute.
I would say it's been a half a minute. I wouldn't say it's been a minute.
It's been 30 seconds, y'all.
We're Brie and Brian's summer house.
They have a summer house? A summer house.
In San Diego. They have a summer house.
I have so much judgment about this right now. It's not funny. Mr. When they were looking for a house, wanted like 300 square feet and that's it. He now has two houses.
They rented a house, you know, for the summer to get away from the heat, which is why they did the road trip last week. Or last
I know that. I know that.
Didn't know they had a summer house.
We're donating Rust Belt. You can do that? Our division will never surpass the John Cena's if we can't be excellent in the ring and excellent on the mic, Lana.
Apparently you can donate Rust Belt.
I didn't realize that was a thing.
We're going to learn about it on this episode.
Oh boy. I'm learning all kinds of things about child rearing I never knew existed.
Chateau Marmise is where we're at now.
It's like we're coming home from a long trip on the road. Aw, there's Maurice's mom.
Their house got broken into for the third time in 5 years.
So, her mom is upset. She's not feeling safe. They had to come home early and check the house and make sure everything's okay. There were three guys that tried to break in. They saw him on the camera. This is like, we have guns. I'll teach you how to shoot a gun. I don't want to move. I don't want to make the fences higher. Mama Maurice would kick their butt because she's like, I wish I was still 30. I would have taken them down. And he's like, no, you wouldn't have. And she's like, you don't know me. You didn't know me then. And he's like, okay.
Okay. Got it.
So they're going to meet with somebody about donating breast milk. Bree and Brian are very excited, and rightfully so.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's actually, if you think about it, a really worthy cause, because it's like, when you stop breastfeeding, you still lactate for a while, so you have to get rid of it somehow, and you're just wasting it, and it could be used by somebody else. I mean, it's something that's been done in one form or another for centuries. I mean, they used to have wet nurses that would nurse the rich kids, where it was mothers who had recently given birth or were still lactating, and they would, you know, do both kids. Fun facts here on the Rack Extra.
I know that's a thing, but seems weird.
It seems weird. Like, even to me, it does seem a little weird, but I think it's cool that she's going to do that, because, I mean, otherwise you have to dry it up.
Oh, it's cool that she's donating. That's not the weird part. It's more the fact you dropped before, where people just breastfeed other kids because reason.
Money. Yeah, that's how you made money.
I get this.
So she's visiting twins who are in the hospital, who are, I think, in ICU. So now she's sitting with a family, and they're talking about the babies and, you know, everything. And basically the mom is having trouble getting her milk in. It's not coming. So this is part of the program, is that they have mothers who do have milk donate their milk so the babies can feed. So it's a very worthy cause. Bree's very moved. She's crying. Side note, this has nothing to do with the show, but I just saw something. Finn Balor and Hideo Itami have found each other again.
That's always good.
And he tweeted, because we're getting a tweet of the week here on the Rack Extra. Finn Balor, double bogey, 2 over par. Hideo Itami, 205 live. Oh, Finn and your over tweets. Oh, Finn. Anyway, back to Total Divas. We're still discussing the merits of the program. We're seeing cute little Birdie and Brian. And now we're back on the road with Milk Warrior. Your shirts.
And she's pumping.
In the car. When you gotta get rid of it, man, you gotta get rid of it.
We're at SmackDown now.
Because if you don't, it hurts a lot.
It's Rusev Day. SmackDown Live. We're in catering. We're at catering.
We are catering. We see Natty getting her makeup done. Spot a wrestler. She compliments his shoes.
We're rehashing the shoulder incident where her shoulder was up.
So Lana has spurred new creative thought. Mark is like, congratulations. I don't know how you did it, but congratulations.
There's the fatal five-way.
Oh, that's a pretty top. And Lana reacts in a very cute way. She's very excited.
Yes, she is.
And we see Carmella and Naomi mixing it up in the ring. And now we're on our way to back to LA.
Oh, we're shooting guns.
It's been a while since we've gone to a gun range on Total Divas.
It's been a while, yeah.
This might actually even be the same one. I don't know.
No, I think the last, maybe.
Was the last one in LA?
I don't remember.
Or was it Orlando? I don't remember. And they do not show the gun, what she's shooting. Oh my god, they're using like a rifle. Jesus. I just like that her mom was all in for going to the gun range. But she's tired. She has to go to the car and take a nap.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
She's legit napping in the back of the car.
That's awesome!
And it was in LA.
It was in LA?
It was Maurice and... Oh, she's not feeling well. It was Maurice and Eva Marie.
So it probably is the same place.
Probably was. Well, okay then.
All right, there's drama to come. And we're back. We're at the beach house in San Diego with Nicole and John.
Is this the beach house or the summer home?
No, this is the beach house. This is Nikki's house.
Okay.
And we're not with Nicole and John. We're with the twins. They're getting their makeup did for something. Bree has to pump milk.
She was pumping every 2 hours.
And I like how she's talking about it. Nikki adjusts her boobs. She does the boob check. Nikki's like, can you not?
They'll only pick it up if it's 100 ounces. Oh my god, utter and uterus discussion. All she knows is she has a vagina and it does some, says Nikki Bella.
I would call it a lot more than things, but...
That's a bad Photoshop situation right there.
That is an incredibly bad Photoshop situation right there.
I'm just pointing it out. Anyway, we're in Orlando, Florida. It's Monday Night Raw.
We see Miz and Maryse. Maryse looks super cute. There's Nia. And Bailey! And Nia's proceeding to kill Bailey. Or trying to.
And now there's Renee getting her hair did, and other women, and...
Oh, Maryse listed the house. Oh, look! There's the listing!
I remember seeing the listing.
They have a very nice house.
They do.
Maryse is really bothered by the fact that the house is not safe. He's pissed.
He should be pissed.
I mean, yeah, because she didn't tell him. I mean, that's the whole big thing, is he told her no, he did not want to list the house, and she did it anyway, and didn't tell him, and that's kind of like, line. And now we're at Comic-Con, there's the twins.
Yes, we just saw Nikki's twins.
It isn't an episode of Total Divas or Bellas without seeing Nikki's twins.
We're seeing the Barbies.
Which are amazing! Go out and buy them. Buy all the Barbies so we can get more. Because we've been asking, or I should say, I've been asking for WWE Barbies for 10 years. That can't be good for your boo. And now Renee is fascinated by the breast milk.
By the pump.
Now they're asking if they're going to taste it. Hey, there's Charlotte. And Becky.
Bree explaining how awesome it is to be a doll and how to explain the Birdie down the line. You know, that's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. And they're very excited. There's the Rock on display. So is she trying to donate 100 ounces because they'll pick it up? Is that it?
Yeah,
because
that's as much as that's the first time they'll pick it up at 100 ounces.
So how do you stop it from spoiling?
Freeze it? Oh, so we're talking about the Mae Young Classic time now.
So we're all at Natty's house. It's Nia and Carmella and Natty.
So this is not Natty's new house.
Is this the new house or is this the old house?
That's definitely a new house.
Oh, wait, no, she sold the old house.
Right, because this was...
And Lana is, like, tweeting like crazy.
Texting her like crazy.
And they're drinking. Just turn off your ringer.
Throw your phone out. You said you would. Natty's like, Lana's very...
She's very passionate on... You can't doubt the passion. Ah, the shot put incident.
That was awesome. They're like, she listens to the critics more than she should, and that she's better than she thinks she is. As Natty's eyelash fell off. Wardrobe malfunction. So, where do you want to start?
100 ounces of breast milk. That's a lot of breast milk.
Especially when she can maybe barely get 5 ounces extra a day. So it would take 2 months to get 100 ounces.
I mean, I know you're supposed to do it like every 2 to 3 hours. Like, you're supposed to export it out, but it's like, that just can't be healthy for your boob. I mean, never mind that it can't feel good on your nipples, right? Ladies out there that have breastfed, tweet us, tell us, because I'm just imagining what that feels like, and that does not feel good.
Okay, so bottles, what, 8 ounces? I'd say the normal bottle's 8 ounces, right?
Sure.
We'll go with that. That's usually the most you try to feed a baby. 8 ounces. That's when you turn it into milk, it goes to 8 ounces. But you give them, what, 4 ounces, 4 bottles a day when they're, you know, they could get anywhere from, what, 16 to 24 ounces a day just for the child. That's a lot of breast milk. That's coming out of your body. And she's probably producing, in her mind, she's producing probably around 30, and there's the 5 extra. And the more carbs you eat, the more breast milk you can produce. That's a trick or something. These are things we're learning. I don't know. It's weird. Breast milk is weird.
Babies are weird. Everything, except for the baby itself, everything revolving around raising babies is weird. Like, it's weird. And we're back from break. We're in Orlando at Chateau Natty. Lana arrives.
We're all hugs and kisses. So Natty complains about Lana texting. Apparently Alexa and Carmella are the only ones who aren't rude. They're actually nice.
Everybody else is rude. Did she just, like, call the rest of the locker room rude?
Yep.
Okay, so apparently it's like Lana's just, like, starting crap.
What's wrong with Natty's hair?
Which shot?
That shot. With the black shirt.
She's got a lot of product in it.
And it's two different colors.
Well, her hair is two different colors. It's darker on the bottom. She's got it, like, it's like a really dark brown or it's like a really dark blonde on the bottom, and it's the lighter blonde on the top. So I think she's got her more natural color under on the underside of her hair.
We're going back through Lana's training regimen.
I think they are trying to be supportive of her, but I think they're trying to be realistic too. Like, they have a right. Oh my god, Carmella's like, holy crap, what did I sign up for?
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Lana, she can, like, legit beat you.
Basically told Natty she needs to take, what, acting classes?
Acting lessons. She needs to get acting lessons. How did we get here? Like, this went from 0 to 60. Like, they were hugs and kisses 5 minutes ago. You're in her house. You're insulting her in her own house.
How? Like, Carmella's the only other one, and someone else can cut promos. That's about it.
Oh. Oh, God, she's pissing off Naya. Oh, God. Lana, get out of that hell. There you go, Naya. There you go, Naya. There you go. Get her. And now we have F-bombs dropping. All right. It's going to be one of those episodes. This is why you don't mix alcohol in these situations.
I like
Natty's
it.
Been here forever. That's like the only thing Carmella can say about Natty. She's been here forever.
Quote time.
That doesn't look like Natty's house. Oh, crap. Okay. All right.
Now we got really something to talk about.
Now we really have something to talk about. So, basically, the whole thing that just happened was somebody said something to somebody, and Lana and Natty and Naya proceeded to just go at each other. And Carmella just kind of was sitting there awkwardly like, oh god, please get me out of here, please.
So what we learned, Carmella is the best there is, the best there was, best there ever will be, because she can do it all, along with Lana. I don't know whose side I'm on. I kind of want to be on Lana's side, because she has a point.
She has a point, but I just can't get with her because of the way that she's going about it. Like, it's this kind of self-righteous, there's a self-righteous quality to this that just bothers me. Like, legit bothers me, you know?
Oh, I get that. But it was the stuff between her and I, it was like kind of on Lana's side because she just wants the opportunity. And that's basically the crux of it. She wants the opportunity to learn and to succeed and just be a chance to show how good she can possibly be. And I get that.
I get that, but that's everybody on that roster.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing, is that everybody on that roster wants that opportunity. They're all fighting for it. And it's like Natty, I think, more so than anybody else, at least on SmackDown, because she is one of the longest standing members in that locker room. And she came up in a time where they didn't push women's wrestling. And it's now coming where she's getting a chance to really show what she can do and show how talented she is. Mm-hmm. And I think Natty wants it every bit as mad as Lana does, probably more because Natty's had to wait years, literal years, probably what, at least 10?
Yeah.
No, yeah. She came up in what, 2007, 2008?
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. So she's had to wait 8-9 years for her chance, for a real chance, not a joke chance. I mean, like, I can see Natty's side of it and I can see Lana's side of it. I just can't agree with Lana's side. By the way, we're back and we're breastfeeding with Bree and Brian at the summer house with the pups. So I can see both sides of it, but again, it's like Lana's kind of being very self-righteous about it that I just don't really care for it, you know?
Oh, I get that. But I wouldn't want to mess with Lana. That's just me.
I wouldn't mess with Lana, but at the same time, I wouldn't mess with Natty and I wouldn't mess with Naya. That's a lot of breast milk!
So they bag it and freeze it. Okay.
Alrighty then. So we're back in Orlando. We're at the Mae Young Classic. We see Carmella, we see Naomi, Natty.
Taking selfies.
Yeah. And there's Mark Carano. Carano's like, I'm out. I'm getting out of this.
Carano wants none of the drama. Carano's like, I'm done.
He's like, please don't bring this to me now. Please don't. Please don't do this to me. Not today. Not tonight. Tonight's a good night. Okay? Let's not.
All right. So we gotta go back to this. The one thing we need to kind of address. So you know how they go, Lana and Naya go back and forth on the Twitters?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of makes sense now after she called her lazy on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, that, you want to talk about dropping pipe bomb. That's a good one.
Well, sorry, go ahead.
I said, that's just a good one.
Well, to me, it's like, okay, all right. So you walk into Natty's house and you basically say that Carmella and...
Couple other people,
not mentioning the host, are rude.
Mm-hmm.
Including one of the girls that's sitting. So basically, two of the people that are in the room, you're like, oh yeah, these people are nice, but you know, everybody else, including you two, aren't. Like, that's not necessarily the way to, like, start a conversation.
No.
Like, I can appreciate her saying it to their face, but at the same time, it's like, what? Why would you walk into somebody's house and look at them and say that? I'd be like, get out of my house, you know?
Pretty much, yeah.
It's like, I can appreciate Lana's drive. I can appreciate her wanting to be the best, but there's just something about it that's rubbing me the wrong way. It's like, honey, no. Just, you're not the only one that wants an opportunity. You're not the only one that deserves an opportunity. There's a pecking order. There's a line, and you have to get in line. And what she's trying to do is she's trying to jump the line, and they're not going to take kindly to that. Especially someone like Natty, who's a vet. It's like, you're a rookie. You don't get to jump in front of the vets and say, well, I deserve this opportunity more than you do. No, you don't. I'm sorry. No, you don't. Yes, you've been down there and you've been training and you've improved and you busted your butt and everybody really appreciates it, but that doesn't mean that you deserve the world just because you did that.
Right.
Here's the thing. These girls, they've been on the road 300 plus days a year for, in Natty's case, 10 years, almost 11 years. Natty's been on the road. Very seldom has she been injured. She's been there every week, every show, traveling, waiting for an opportunity. Now we're at the Mae Young Classic. We're seeing people dressed up. So it's like, you don't... By the way, if you have not watched the Mae Young Classic on the WWE Network, please go check it out because it's amazing and it's awesome and it is the best example of women's wrestling I've seen in a long time. And we're seeing all the stars at the Mae Young Classic. But yeah, I mean, it's just, it's like, you don't get to jump the line. That's my point. Tony Storm! Can I get an Eevee? Can I have an Eevee?
Yeah, Shayna and a Kari Sane.
But, oh, there's Tessa Blanchard.
All hugs and everything. Congratulations.
Tessa Blanchard and I didn't see who the other one was. Something tells me Lana's not very well liked.
There was issues in the beginning.
So basically, you know, Naya's like, I hope you guys work it out. And Natty's like, I'm just done. And Alexa's like, what did I miss? I missed something. What did I miss? And now the wives are going home. Naya's taking her wife home. She's a very thoughtful one, that Naya. Anyway, we're back in LA.
So there's a full price cash offer for the house.
They listed a house for like $1 million, didn't they?
It was up there. 3.65 million is what they listed it as.
3.65 million cash, y'all. Cash.
That's according to the Google search. It was listed back in June 8th of 2007. So we're jumping time periods, but you get with the stories, but yeah.
You get the point. It's all for drama.
Mm-hmm. But it was 3.65 million. That's a pretty respectable offer for a house.
That's a really respectable offer.
And the fact that they put it up for 3.6 and he bought it for 1.8 If he sold it, that's pretty good.
Well, it all depends on, too, how much work they put into it.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying, the fact that get that much.
Oh, I know. Well, I mean, there's a lot. There's celebrity. It's a nice house. Like, it's a really nice house. So, I can't argue with that.
No, I really.
And we're back. He kind of can't believe it.
She feels bad for putting it on sale.
He's like, you think?
And he's like dumbfounded.
No, he's like, okay, I'm really pissed that she did it, but it's $3.65 million. He's like, we're out of here. We're blowing this pop stand. I'm going to Vegas.
All in black. We're going.
I love him so much. Like, I love them. They're so amazing. And she locks him out of the house.
What was convenient is he stopped after the filming of the scene. He stopped at the pop stand and started walking back up. We're dropping off milk. She couldn't produce 100 ounces. She produced like 35. Every ounce counts. Like, producing 35 additional ounces of breast milk is impressive.
That's a lot. I was going to say, they're getting it for free, so they will take literally whatever people are willing to give.
I like how they put the shirts on, take the picture, take the shirts right off.
Right.
Hey, we're in Philly.
At Battleground.
Philly. We're putting on our spray tans. Philly.
Spot the Wrestler. Oh, it was this show.
Mm-hmm. There's Usos. Punjabi prison.
God help us all.
The Punjabi prison. You know, you haven't seen the women complain about not being in the first ever women's Punjabi prison, right?
I don't think anybody's complaining about not being in that match, honestly. I think more people are complaining they're in it.
Just saying, you gotta be equal.
Okay, so Lana's fixing for a beating because Natty's done with her crap. Like, she's not having it tonight. And she just smacked Charlotte in the knee, and Charlotte's about to kill her.
Pretty much.
Can I just say how much I love Maurice and Miz?
You can talk about it.
That was hilarious. That's quality TV right there. Where, I mean, that was his face, though, where he's standing there and the woman's like, yeah, it's 3.65, full cash. And he's like, I should really be mad about this, but I can't be mad about this because that's a lot of money and we could get a really nice house for that. And okay. That you could see it going in his brain.
You could see him. He knows what he sold it for. He knows what they're putting it up for. He knows
the
profit in his head. It's like, mine's close. That's a cost. We can move out. We can move to a better neighborhood with this. Better school district. Yada, yada. He did it all in his head. It's like, yep.
Because in LA, even in LA for 3.65, you can get a pretty nice house.
Oh, yeah.
For 3.65 million. I mean, it's not going to be a palace, but it'll be a pretty decent house for that kind of money.
But they can spend more because, you know, they're both back on the road. He's making movies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they can definitely spend more. I mean, that goes without question.
You know the residuals from the Marine franchise are going to keep them in diamonds and furs for the rest of their lives, right?
Yeah.
Just saying, they will. I'm not going to say they're real furs or real diamonds, but they'll keep them in furs and diamonds. Just pointing that whole thing out. Because reason, now I do a live tweet. That'll get me killed. Anyway, that's just a good thing. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio and follow the show at Rack Radio Show. We're on the Facebooks, Rack Radio Show, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Make sure you like our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rack Radio Show. Make sure you follow CB Radio, CB Radio Live on Facebook and Twitter, because Saturday night is CB Radio 10. 10 years of CB Radio. Holy crap, load. That's a lot of shit. So, yeah. Make sure you do all those things because it is kind of awesome that we're going to 10 years. And yeah, we'd like you if you would follow us on our social media. She's at Lynn's Word because that's her social media handles. Because reason.
So I just Zillowed $3.65 million houses in LA because it's like, why not?
Why not?
So they could get something equally as comparable. Right now, currently in LA for that price tag, total, there are 6,293 homes for sale. Three of them are unmapped. And I mean, you can get anywhere from a 3-bed, 3-bath all the way up to like a 5-bed, 6-bath, any style of house you want, modern, traditional, vintage, whatever. So, I mean, I think they'll be okay.
Yeah. And they can do a since they're getting into cash offer, they'll be able to put a nice down payment on a new house anywhere they want.
Oh, yeah. Easily. Anyway, we're back, and Lana hits Charlotte, and the match starts, and Lana and Natty start mixing it up, and Lana quasi face plants Natty.
And Lana taps out. And this is where Natty beats Charlotte to become number one contender.
I remember this. And Natty says that after all the years of hard work, she's finally getting her moment. She's getting her due. Oh my.
She's not going to let Lana judge what's good and bad in her business.
That's fair.
We're shaking asses next week. We're going with... We're traveling with Rusev and Lana. Apparently, there's marijuana oil in Natty's home.
We see Brie getting back in the ring.
And trying to skateboard.
And trying to skateboard for whatever reason. So yeah, I mean, I think Natty's right. It's like Lana has her perspective on the business and she feels that mic skills are more important than wrestling skills. And I think as a general view, that could be correct. I wouldn't say it's 100% correct. It's like you can't be all mic skills and suck in the ring. You just can't, because at some point you have to be able to back up what you say. Whether you're a good guy or a bad guy, you have to be able to put up a certain level of performance. But at the same time, you can't be all wrestling and not talk. Because as we've seen, that doesn't really work, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I think there's a balance there. But Lana lecturing a vet in this business, let alone someone like Natty Neidhart, who comes from a wrestling legacy,
mm-hmm.
who has probably, what, every bit of at least 15 years experience in the business at this point?
Something like that, yeah.
I mean, she's been in the business quite a while. I mean, it's just, I can't get on board with that. Like, for Lana, you know, it's one thing for Lana to respectfully say it, but for her to lecture like that was like, dude, you need to stop. Because at the same time, this is, you know, Natty has stepped up and tried to help Lana, tried to do, you know, get her through training and kind of manage her expectations. And I feel like Lana doesn't want to be managed anymore, which I respect. She wants her shot. But as we said, so do everybody else. And there's a line. And honey, you need to get in the back of it. You got your shot. Now you go to the back of the line, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So calm your tit, all right? Just calm your tit. So we'll have to see where Lana and Natty go from here.
Indeed.
But I think that does it for us. What do you think?
Sounds good.
All right, well, we already plugged everything, so we don't have anything to plug.
Check out The Rock every Thursday night. It's 10 p.m. Eastern right here on Wild Talk Radio.
He makes me look like a liar. Awesome. So that does it for episode 4 of Total Divas. We will be back next week with episode 5. You don't want to miss it. You've been listening to The Rock Extra Total Divas right here at wildtalkradio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye! Everybody's getting naughty. Oh, oh, oh.